diminish al-Shabaab's ability to carry out the terrorist operations. You've also referred to individuals in the United States that have Hawala money transfer system to fund to al-Shabaab activities. Can you talk a little bit more about this and the specific focus on Minnesota-based funding for al-Shabaab?
Thank you, Congressman. I can. I think the clearest example of Minnesota-based funding for al-Shabaab comes in the indictment that was returned within the last year out of Minneapolis regarding two women from Rochester, Minnesota, who were charged with providing material support to al-Shabaab. And as the indictment sets forth, the method by which they provided that material support was through money transfers, ultimately through hawalas to Somalia.